On yesterday's Last Chance Foods, Chef Peter Burley said that for him, sides are the most interesting part of the Thanksgiving meal. So today, we are focusing on all the smaller dishes that go along with the holiday feast. Deb Perelman of the blog Smitten Kitchen is here to talk about sides and to share her tips for the best way to assemble a Thanksgiving feast in a small New York City kitchen. That's for this holiday edition of Last Chance Foods. Welcome back to WNYC, Deb.
Hi, it's nice to be back.
We've been asking for Thanksgiving-related questions from listeners, and Steve Malik wants to know the best order of operations for cooking a Thanksgiving dinner. What should be prepared first?
On Tuesday, I would probably start assembling things that can be cooked ahead. Like, I always make a pumpkin cheesecake. It can absolutely be made 2 days in advance. I'm a big fan of making biscuits because you can actually make them, you know, roll them out or cut them, put them on a tray in the freezer, and then bake them directly from the freezer when you need them.
You can do that with dough. You can freeze dough and go straight from freezer to oven.
Exactly. And something like biscuits and certain kinds of rolls work really well with this, but especially biscuits because they're so buttery, they freeze well.
But I can't imagine there are a lot of sides that you can do a few days before.
I'm a big fan of busting out those casseroles and those gratins. People think that gratins have to be really, really heavy, and they don't. They a basic gratin is just something cooked in a stock. There are a lot of different ways to do it, but the idea of having it in a big dish, semi-tenderly cooked, and then it's very reheatable. So that's something you could probably make on Tuesday night. On Wednesday, you could probably do more of the things that need to be done beforehand. If you're going to brine your turkey, you would do it then. If you're going to dry brine it, you could probably do it then. You can make your vinaigrettes. You can start doing things. I mean, I would say the vegetable gratins are probably better the day before rather than Tuesday. And that leaves
the turkey, the stuffing.
You know, right. The stuffing. If you're doing your stuffing outside the bird, you can probably even do that the day before too in a pan.
Listener Robin Miller has a related question inspired by limited refrigerator space. What can be frozen and reheated without becoming mushy?
That's tricky. That actually often depends on the vegetable itself. Gratins usually can be, depending how it is. Like bechamel, like cornstarch or flour-thickened things don't tend to hold up as well. But if you're doing that cream and potato one, I'm pretty sure you can freeze it for a day or two.
Are there any side dishes you would recommend space-challenged cooks don't try?
Oh, boy. I would say there's a lot of things you shouldn't try. I am no fan of roasting vegetables at the last minute, no frying crab cakes at the last minute, nothing that has to be done right before people eat it, because then you have people waiting and you're in the kitchen and you're not having fun.
You know what I did one year that I will never do again? Popovers.
Oh, God. Yeah, they have to be just right.
Peter Burley was also complaining about green beans almondine as a side. It's not in season. Peas are not in season. No. But I want something other than mashed potatoes.
I understand. I do this baked spinach with sort of like almost like the kind of thickened stock you would use for a chicken pot pie, but you could make it vegetarian too. Sometimes I put a little cheese in there and you crust it with some breadcrumbs or cheese, and it's like this amazing, delicious way to eat spinach that's not overly heavy. You can also do it with other greens. You can mix in some kale. You can use Swiss chard. You can use escarole. So any of these greens that you like to eat, and it puts it in this dish that you can reheat and that people can scoop from.
So what are your favorite Thanksgiving sides? What will you be making?
I am all about the sides. I like the sides way more than the turkey. It's got nothing to do with how anyone's cooking turkey. Turkey's turkey, you know?
Yeah.
I love cranberry sauce. I love it like super tart. I actually like the recipe right on the back of the cranberry bag. I mean, just with the orange zest and the orange juice.
And a little bit of sugar.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it helps to dial it back. But yeah, I love cranberry. And I use it for days after with plain yogurt for lunch or on ice cream. And I like the roasted sweet potatoes, but I tend to like them with more spices. I'm not so into the making sweet things sweeter, so I would love to like mix it up with some nice sharp spices and maybe like with a dollop of like goat cheese or something on top, something kind of tangy that sets off the sweetness.
Oh, well, that sounds delicious. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
Deb Perelman writes the blog Smitten Kitchen. Thanks for coming in today, Deb.
Thanks for having me.
To get the Smitten Kitchen recipe for Swiss chard and sweet potato gratin, click on culture at WNYC.org. Tomorrow, Matt Lewis and Renato Poliafito of The Baked Bakery in Red Hook, Brooklyn, will share their expert advice on pies. Step one, make your pie crust today and freeze it. I also blog about food. Check it out under Amy's Food for Thought. This is WNYC.